It was somewhere between Knutsford and Milton Keynes when the drugs finally took hold.
It wouldn't be out of place for Hunter S. Thompson to be writing some kind of strange drug-addled road trip. About where I am sat right now, I'm in the car park of the Knutswood services, heading south, having left Manchester and took a very long time getting out, and heading towards Milton Keynes area. I've just seen a large troop of what looked like 50-year-old Red Indians, all female, who must be on some kind of strange Hindu, walk past the front of the car. And before that, three kids, 12 to 14 years old, who had rock, metal-type biker belt buckles, which were so big, one of them was having a problem walking. I'm not going to explain why any of this is happening. It's just what I've seen through my half-closed eyes looking out the front of the car whilst waiting for my current drug of choice, caffeine, to kick in before finishing the trip home. I've been in Manchester and it involved me getting up at silly o'clock in the morning this morning, a Sunday morning, to get there in good time for a really interesting meeting. The Red Eye Network, Red Eye Network on Twitter, is organising, immobilising, enabling a group, gang, posse, kind of small groups of photographers to create, curate, and make exhibitions to be shown in 2011, May of 2011, in Liverpool. I think it's called Lucky 11. I'm probably wrong on that. But anyway, we've been tweeting under Red Eye Lightbox as the hashtag. I think my group will now be tweeting under ISEE and the letter B, which is short for Is Seeing But Believing, which is the title of the projects we're meant to kind of fit into. I had a great meeting with my group, who I'm kind of curating, invigilating, helping with the collaboration of, who have decided to do a photo stroke multimedia project on... Wow, completely different hen night walking past now, and they're all dressed in pink 80s dancewear, leg warmers and all. Sorry, slightly distracted. Yes, this will be a multimedia presentation. Presentation? What am I talking about? Exhibition around activists, protesters, Is Seeing Believing, the juxtaposition between the normal everyday life of a person who sometimes, maybe in their spare time, maybe for a new pastime, hobby, passion, job, whatever, takes to protesting passionately, seriously. And we've come up with all kinds of concepts and ideas about how we will do this in a multimedia fashion, which we'll flesh out more in our collaborative spaces online, be they between apostrophes we've created, a hashtag we will use on Twitter and potentially some kind of Facebook group. So, as well as Skyping and meeting a number of other times over the next few months. Yeah, really exciting. And so many ideas being thrown around. I'm looking forward to pulling those together. But in the meantime, I have to wake up and drive south, which I imagine I'll be doing in about, hopefully, 5 minutes. A couple more slaps around the face should do it. Motorway service stations, very strange places.